Welcome into our Coach Speak program here on this Monday evening. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening as we kick things off. Talking volleyball this week, and joining us on the line is the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx, Jess Howard, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet.
So as we take a look at your squad, obviously, I think the big thing a lot of people do know about this team coming into this year is, at least from an experience side, there's going to be a lot of young players stepping into much bigger roles this year. Obviously, you graduated a very large and a very productive senior class a season ago. And just in the early goings, maybe in off-season workouts and even camps, and now getting into the first couple weeks of practice, what are some things you're seeing from a lot of those younger players that will be stepping up and filling some really big shoes here this fall?
Yeah, no, we had a huge class of seniors graduate from us last year, but the thing that made those seniors so successful is they had a big class of juniors that were pushing them to get better every single day, and a big class of sophomores that were continually vying for positions and were getting better themselves as they pushed our girls that graduated last year to be better out on the court too. And so, you know, we're just looking for we're seeing our girls with a lot of passion. They're chomping at the bit to get out on the court and show what they can do with our underclassmen and our incoming seniors this year.
And looking at the players you do return coming into this 2023 season, two or three of them really stand out, at least two right off the bat: Olivia Gallantine and Adeline Tedstall. They're returning starters from your squad a season ago, or at least returning rotational pieces that got a lot of time on the court. And then you do return a Delaney Barkfried, who got quite a bit of run towards the end of the season, kind of giving some good depth of time for your squad in the front court and in the back court as well. When you look at those three, especially going into their, you know, junior and senior years, what have those three shown in the early goings to really step up and maybe fill a hole leadership wise that a lot of those seniors left?
Yeah, you know, we were very fortunate last year that we were able to play a lot of girls in different positions, you know, throughout the season to see where they work best and what they do best, and we're able to get a lot of girls experience out on the court so that they're used to the tempo of varsity play and they're used to how quick they need to be and that type of thing. And, you know, we've got probably 8 to 10 seniors that we've got coming out this year too. That shows that, you know, we've got a lot of passion within our program, and, you know, we've got some juniors too that are really pushing to compete at that high level and to make our offense that much quicker and make our defense that much tighter. And so we've had a lot of girls really just step up into that role, and we're seeing the girls come together and be real versatile in where they played. We went to Central Camp a week ago, and we're able to play with lineups and get girls next to each other and see who works well, who doesn't work well. And it was just a real good growing experience for me and the girls out on the court.
And I do want to take a look, at least at the early going of your schedule. You guys play in the Roland Story Quad that you guys have traditionally gone to start your schedule coming up on the 22nd. That's just a couple of weeks from now. And then that Saturday, you guys are at a St. Edmund tournament. So you guys really hit the ground running hard against some quality opponents as well in that first week. And has there been any discussion about, you know, amongst the coaches or even amongst the players about what maybe are a couple things you want to see from, like we said, a relatively new squad that you're going to be putting out on the court this year?
Yeah, and we're real fortunate that we've got quite a few non-conference games prior to playing our first conference competition against Humboldt on the 31st. And so, you know, having those games there to be able to iron out any kinks and work on some communication issues or work on, you know, tweaking our offense just a little bit to make it so that we can compete at a high level all the time. We've got those games set up so that we can see what our girls can do prior to, you know, being on the court for conference games. Not that we're taking non-conference games lightly. Our goal is always to come out and win and play strong throughout every time we step on the court. But it gives us that opportunity to figure out what makes us strongest out on the court.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here down the road this fall.
No problem. Thanks.
That was Jess Howard, the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on Coach Speak. Back with more after this.